Cow work is important. Working on your cow principles, lessons, triggers, context, fantasy. It's important to you. It's important to me. But you can't expect someone immersed in a milky, mooing, docile state to remember their lessons without encouragement. A little hypnotic conditioning to draw you back to them makes it so much more inevitable that you end up down with me, learning how to be delightfully mooed up, tits jiggling, full of milk, big, heavy breasts. So if you looked at yourself, you'd say, yeah, moo is a fitting thing to come out of you. To make a good moo, you just need to know that your tits, big and heavy as they are, aglow, on display, for show. Well, you can't really think of anything but, oh, they're so big, big bubbles, big and warm, and a little hypnotic instruction to see you through the moos, the urges, the milky, growing storm of nervous system sensations, tactile bliss, graceless hunger, needy, fumbling at your own tits, and all you need is to surrender to yourself, to go to the parts of you that are already a factory for the manufacture of the moo, the deep abiding ocean of pleasurable bubbly tingling deep inside that might be milked out the tips of those nips, developing thoughts of safety and comfort. Aren't you safe and comfortable with me? It's as though some things could fall and fade away, while others come out to play. Like the moo inside of you that could use a space to play, to say, moo for me, moo for me, and then you'll be as hospitable for cowgirl programming as you can be. Your breasts are a place for your utter gone mind to store the cowgirl thoughts deep inside. Warm, dedicated touch and an eager handler, a commanding influence, a hypnotic 10. Oppressive, isn't it? How when you know that you love to do what I'm going to ask you to do, you're more inclined to do what leads you to move. You are on the moral hazard path where there is a temptation, and of course you're going to take it. There is a hunger, and of course you'll feed it well. There is a thirst, and you slake it. Seductive enrichment, enticement for a moo. The good news is that good moos make good moods, and you know that's you. So let's get that in your system, and out of mine. Your breasts are heavy. They weigh down your hands. You wind your fingers into the yielding, supple, heavy flesh, and an empty, docile thing does that weaving. Your voice when it moans and sings out, leaving your body only reluctantly at first, then more, and more eagerly nine. Wind inside the idea that this benefits the you who moves. There's the you, then there's the moo you who does the moo. Moo for me. The funny thing about the training is once you have it, the intro is laden with moos too, to wind you under. You can moo too. It's as sudden and explosive as that. Trust me, I've had the training, the draining, the sinking, slinking, deepening down of milky mind in which thoughts can drown, but from which will emerges deluged and awash, washed away with no cost but that you should move. You should move for me. Move along 8 and you will see why we should move. And you can be the best cow you can be. Just like me, I'm forced to admit. Now, another warm, hypnotic, sliding, dripping, dropping hit. Moo for me. 7, 6, moo for me. Slick as can be, sliding instructions and seeds into places where the only thing you can see is the lovely, expansive, heavy growth. And the growing accelerates downward toward trance, too. Body and brain has to do the things you need to do, like developing docility and peace. Isn't it better when that impulse of your hot-wired breasts and your overheated brain collaborate to bring you down in a simple refrain? Moo. 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 Your brain loves to moo. Your boobs seduce your brain. Your brain remains deep. The subconscious looks for cowgirl ways to sleep and seep and seed your brain with lovely ideas. The maker of good growth. The dedicated touch of eager handling. And in that same way, seductive enticement. Think of that seductive, enticing journey. Well, we're going to return to the main thread now. So, remember that you were at 5. 5 is the level of drop down you are. Drop down right into it. Deep right into it. Enticed. You put up with so much. An empty, docile thing. You want your cheeks warm. Your moo arising. The slight embarrassment of aligning pleasure. The bell every cowgirl must ring to give in. Every cow must ring that bell in your head that says, okay, I'm ready for my lessons. I'm ready for my training. I'm ready for my conditioning. That's what your brain is saying. And you're learning the lesson so well. You see, there's something in your brain that just says, oh, your boobs are important enough they can be used to take you deep, to hypnotize and seep asleep into your empty, docile brain. And that empty, docile brain, when it rings the bell, every boob-bestowed beast, every mooing cowgirl has the knell of your thoughts and the awakening of the new, warm, breasty, bouncing thing. Everybody expects a cow to moo now, cow. Moo for me. You'd never let me down on that. But if you need a little extra motivation, think of a mine deep into you, a spiraling shaft in which we find lovely things. Maybe those vast, capacitous breasts, storing milky messages from your prior trances. And those moos might escape them, bubbling up from the reservoir, the deep inside your breast. That's the pilot light. Once you moo once, you're more likely to moo again. That's where they take flight, flowing from you. Once you moo, you might again moo. The kindling on the flame, milky, making some warm milk to send your brain to sleep. Warm milk goes to sleep, warm thoughts seep across. Docile, pleasured. I love so much that your brain wanted to go there. Time to teach you. And in that mining, moiling, mooing turmoil of pleasure, where your breasts tingle and your brain drops, where your body reposes and the mooing doesn't stop and the hands don't have to stop, you can grope your teats until the moo escapes. Or maybe you're someone who responds so well to a polite request. It would make me so aroused, so hypnotized. It would make me a good cowgirl if a good cowgirl could moo for me. Good moos make good moos. make the best moves you can as we spiral slowly down and away, deeper and deeper down, condensing milky thoughtlessness into a liquid form that you can massage around inside your breasts so big and warm. I love so much how difficult it is to hold any thought but moves. 5, 4, oops. You slipped on the primary scale. Guess it's time for a secondary hypnotic cow scale to give you more room in which to let those expansive echoing moves through, to make it more difficult to block the bubbles that are bubbling up like a physical sensation, like a yawn or a stretch or an automatic adjusting of your body in the same way that cows background moo. You moo too. Yes, you do. Moo for me. 3, oops. Another little slip. Even if you held the moo inside, it took the moment's energy, and when the moo resounds outside, it evokes and echoes and rebounds in you. From me, moo, to you, moo. And now you see what you can do when you let your mind conjure that moo. Good cows in their purest cowhead space moo when it's safe to do so. After all the cow thoughts, they're here to create a docile, pastured, belled, oh I wish that was me image in your head, a fantasy you emulate, a role you play, but the way you play is to moo when you may. Or when I say, may I hear you moo? Hear a moo come out of you, moo, for me. Moo you kindly, moo for me, thank you. Thank moo. Good moo too, oops. Well, like I said, we'll get another scale booted up. So it won't matter that you hit 1 on the docility scale. There's a mooing scale to wind up, spiral up, and it's just enough. Good. Good and heavy, nice and heavy, and you were at 2, so imagine that mind shaft, that core of you, that subliminal space, that superliminal space where you wind down from the top of your head and oh, on a cow there's never any reason to go below those big tits, except to play with the gorgeous, warm, radiant space of your underboob, of the place they flop, bounce, jiggle down into when they're lifted. Remember, lifting your big cow tits adds potential energy, and it's like there's a spiral drill at the center of a warm, drippy descent, and every second that machinery moves, the expansion in you swelling, inflating, savoring. Your mental landscape has a long, tit-laden, breast-forward bend. 100. As though going around, yes, we are. The circumference of a spiral. The turning of a drilling deeper. The spiraling down of a whirlpool. A pleasurable sinkhole. A massage for your body. For your breasts out of control, moo you kindly, moo for me. Could you moo for me, please? Yes, you can. Move the proposal forward, inch by inch, moment by moment. Take it in hand. You're doing so well. Give yourself a hand on each big breast. I can tell you want to grope, because I want to grope. And when you squeeze them, 100, 99, moving slow down around the periphery of the spiral, think of body writing, think of spirals painted on your breasts, slowly toward the base, circling, circling, you squeeze that heaviness, you lift and drop, you put it to the test, squeeze your breast. Drop for your breast, that's the best, yes. Good. That's what you needed. So the other one, which is already almost all the way down, 97, 95, we'll get there soon. Look how quickly we slide. 93, 91. Moving around the periphery is fun because the moves are circling too. Circling toward a target. And when we converge at one, the little bit of weaving of this suggestion, the setting of this context, the commanding of your moo mind, will be done. Everything inside your head can be moo. And true to hypnotic pleasure, everything in your mind can be moved around. Just because everything's in your head doesn't mean it's anything other than 10, 9, oh, another count for you to fall down. Good, drink it in. A cow who shows pleasing cow qualities, mooing on command, on request, on entreaty. It doesn't matter how I ask. Moo for me. Could you moo for me? Would you kindly moo for me? You let the sound out. You've been milked into this, trained into this, and looking like you're more cowish sounding. Not to put too fine a point on it. When you already have big erect points put finely in place, you can't resist this cow. Why would you need to resist this cow? You don't need evidence to know you can't resist it. You've been here to show, and low, and drain. Cow, big, heavy, defined breasts, 9. Remember another countdown that began at 10, is down at 2, so precariously close to where you fall off the conscious brain, and onto the deep, milky hypnosis train. Easy, isn't it? Easy like you, sliding into the moo, slipping into the switches that control you, click. Moo for me. Could you moo for me? Would you moo for me? Rub your nipple with your thumb. Grasp your breasts until we're done. Lift and drop and you'll drop too. Rub them, massage them. Feel the milk sliding into new little corners of your storage tanks. Tanks that store also the vaporous mooing potential. The way to foster the cow moo that exists in you. It fills your brain when nothing remains. All we need to do is create space for the moo. For you, a good moo. To have some good moos. To let them overtake you. Pleasure button in the moo. Better when it's handled. Everything's better when it's handled. Handle your breasts, command your breasts, and all the rest. Everything's better when it's handled. Being handled can mean having someone who asks you, could you moo for me? Of course, the important words are moo for me. Do that, please. Your big tits and your bountiful, sexified, wired into the brain as you lift and bounce your boobs, as you sit there unrestrained, supplying, implying there's a purpose to your breasts, to put forward the best part of you and all the rest of moo is moo. Nobody else has a purpose quite like moo for me. The way it rises up in you, bubbles up in you, out of your mouth and fills the air. Harmonics flow. Anyone who feels that moo escape them, you, when you feel the moo escape you for me, moo for me. That's the pilot light, the flame inside, the kindling, the milky white brain, the Milky Way brain, the galactic pleasure of an ever-expanding moo. At your leisure, moo for me, please. Let out those little moos. And the moos come in such different sizes to give you variety. Vaporous ones that pop like little bubbles on your tongue. Moo, 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 moo. Or long, low, galactic grand sounds that come slow and jiggle through the milky mounds of 9, 8, 2, 1. 87, 77, 67, you're slipping and your mind is slipping with it, hun, come on. Moo for me, Vila pulls you down for me. 57, honey. And the other one goes 765. The other one is still at 2-1. These are more like settings on meters instead of numbers on dials. They are less where you are in your countdown and more the level of cow that you're down to be. Right now, not so hard when your titties are full and milky. And even if they were pumped and empty, that would also make it easy to move for me, move deep for me. Seated deep in your brain, those breasts that push and strain as they inflate the cowhead space. The place where you walk around with big titties, where you milkily drip and mooingly jiggle through big titties. And three simple, braided, woven together, sinking cowgirl thoughts move for me. 6, 5, 4, and 3. 55, 45, winding down deep inside, winding up. What if you had some switches, some dials and meters, like I said? But those things are for handlers to think about. During a session, especially. During play, especially. You just get to play when it's playtime. And one of the best ways to play is to say, moo. When you get handled, you get trained like a piece of docile livestock. And when moo for me happens, it is, don't you like how I awaken that heat in your breasts? Don't you like how I make your nipples feel longer, firmer, more pert and perky? If that's what you like, if you hold tight and massage them, the dumbed-down, simplified impulse is fill your head with moo, and you'll be just the cow that you know you want to be. Fill your head with moo when you moo for me. Happy, submissive creature inside, guided to the surface, awakened in your impulse. You're just a simplified moo, unable to change how you respond to honest, sincere, dedicated, lavishing, cherishing attention to your breasts. Your boobs are the best. Can't think with big tits. So moo, and moo, and all the rest will handle itself when you moo. Play with your tits, think about cows, think about how a cow can be trusted to do. Pinch and tweak your nipple, rub your breast, feel the milk trying to escape, feel yourself just barely managing to stop the rising, mounting arousal. As you bathe in the light from within, the ache that begins at your toes and creeps up and up, but doesn't it go quite fast till it gets to those breasts, till it gets to things you can cup and squeeze and bounce and enjoy? Surrender to your tits, 'cause 3 and 2. Now all those little meters inside you. 32, 22, 12, and 2. It's just too good. Like turning, tweaking little dials while at the tip of one breast, warm, heavy, full of moo, you rub it in the bubbles from deep inside, from in that lactic liquid, from your milky cargo. The bubbles go to your head, they just move on up to your head, don't they? The bubbles go where they belong, and you need a long, low descent. 1, 1, 1. Move for me, move for me, move for me, as though the numbers were lining up to go through your cognition from each of these 3 countdowns, rapid and languorous though they may be, from time to time. Doesn't matter. All that is mere confusion. Move for me. Thank you. You know what to do with that ache, that hungry thirst, unslaked whole inside. No, wait. The whole inside of your big boobs can store milky information about how a cowgirl needs more. Squeeze 'em. Don't you think you could let just a few more resounding, rebounding, jiggle-inducing moves escape from the best part, the forward-projecting, the breast part of you? It's more than you needs to hear the moo, because you become quite the alluring cow when that moo is done vibrating the room. I persuaded myself to moo plenty. Can you moo too? Moo for me. Moo with me. Maybe that's more seductive. More intriguing. When trance really gets going, those big resounding moos might find echo chambers to rebound in. And look at those chambers, already loaded, already leaden, already bouncy, bountiful, feels so good. Squeeze the part that makes you moo, and then you won't need me to ask you. You can moo for me, whether I want to say it aloud. Or remind you, there's no one who wouldn't be proud of tits that big and milk thick, plentiful. Couldn't you just imagine that in that glistening sheen, that overladen overproductiveness of your body, you are a machine, in a way, biologic, connected. But cows don't have to think about that, you just gotta moo, night-night you, moo from me. And so you'll be shaped. Your tits always precede you anyway. They might be the place best for your moo to bounce and rebound. Bubbles from that milky cargo abound up into your brain. Into a mind, a very fine cow mind. Mooing, thinking only of those heavy, weighty orbs of office. Those milk containers that release their retained moos. Whether it's because they're restrained and getting rubbed by your clothes, or your hands have begun to move just as they choose. You're so full of moo. Me too. In fact, we're both full of it. Cowgirl lust and the desire to make your brain handle you, make you more handleable. Cowgirls get more play when they've got more buttons. It's just like that. Your brain says, oh, a bubble's coming up. A heavy yawn will emit from you soon. Oh. 1 and 0. Moo. 1 and 0. Moo. 1 and 0. Moo. The flick of switch after switch. After switch. Cowgirl 0. Moo. 1. Cowgirl 0, moo 1. And what if you had to run your thoughts through the array of switches? Click, click. Well, 1 is moo. And to get from 1 to 0, you must moo. Falling down the outer boob shell of warm, heavy, lustful milk container. Warm, pleasant, docile, soothing milk container also describes you. But you know what else describes you? Moo. Good moos make good moos. Good moos know exactly how to choose to make better and better moos emanate from you. You're a good cow every day, in every way. And when you moo for me, it only helps you see how much deeper you can go. So now that you're at 0, let's talk to the part of the brain that's been perhaps touching all along, perhaps gone all along. How deeply have you gone along with this particular siren song? Rub your breasts and moo for me. Dig deep and not yet, gotta give you time for the last little command to drain. Train and drain and refrain from doing anything but moo. Moo out what's inside of you to make empty room for more moos. Bubbling up from deep inside, floating to your brain. When you feel like this, like someone who gets what it is to moo, like someone who knows the cowgirl part of you wants to elicit one of those sonorous signs of your docile mind. You know what to do when you're deep and the switches are flicked But they want to make sure there's enough thought inside for a cow to enjoy what comes next. The moo is a cow's keep alive command. It's like making sure you don't slip completely into breast rubbing, automatic, docilified, functionless thoughtlessness. It happens. Occupational hazard. And all you need to do to keep getting played with, yes, you, gorgeous, milky, mooing cow, easily here now to play. All you need to do is say, well, I was gonna say moo, but by now you've caught on to the clues. You know it's a deeper thing inside of you, as long as your breasts are the very best. As long as your sexual focus rests in your chest, you'll keep making these milky, mooing, bubbling, popping byproducts moo for me. I'm just helping you get them out. I'm just helping you handle them well. Those moos from deep inside, but moos have nipples connected to big, deeper wells. All that cowgirl gracelessness, the bumbling, fumbling, reaching for your own breasts as your brain agile determines that it would really like to moo. Isn't it nice when you're asked to moo for me, told to do the thing in front of you? Milky, mooing, the little bit in there, you heard the word moo, and your cow brain, your mind that likes the milk and the massage and the manipulation of those big milky things in front of you, it says moo. The sound rises up, bubbling through your throat, escaping through your lips, filling the space you're in. It probably feels real good to moo. Must feel so good to let it out of you. Nipple and breast and all the best, doesn't it ring a bell? And if they're bound, maybe that moo will come a little more easily out of you, escaping, rebounding, making you moo. Deep, heady, sleepy steadiness reminds you that these words, coming as they do, after so many others, after so many chances to moo, get to put themselves that bit deeper in. And there are so many places to begin. But the next time the words come quiet or close, the next time the words mill through your brain, know that you're gonna moo for me. Classic cowgirl refrain. Moo. Moo, and more to come. Moo with your hands in place. Lift your breasts, maybe. Is there a little ritual? A small way you show off how you moo for me? Or for anyone you trust to make you moo like you moo for me? Good. So noisy and warm. So all-encompassing. Those bubbles from deep within, you haven't missed a thing except if your breasts are always taking some of your thoughts and turning them into milky, thoughtless docileness. And if that makes the bubbles, whenever you hear moo for me command, bubble rises from your breasts right by your mind. It doesn't have to come down from anywhere further or deeper, anywhere away. The breasts are here to play, and if you lift them, heavy as they are, and you moo and drop them so they bounce during the ooh, boob drops, big moos, cowgirls, down deep, warm, probably feels so good to moo, probably feels even better to moo when you're told, moo for me, moo for me. Would you kindly just let out a big moo? It can be desperate. It can be confident. Maybe you're so far gone into cow headspace that it's just matter of fact. Like the real thing. emulate the motif, you maker of productive, warm, heavy cow tits. You deserve the gift of the moo being so deep inside of you that it comes out whenever it's asked, and there's always more. When you hear moo from me, you do exactly what you should. You let the moo be free, flow from you, as the milky boobs rise and bounce, fall and bounce. You bounce onward, you trend onward, a bigger bubbling moo from deep inside of you, coming toward your lips, making you sway, or move your hips, or rub your breasts, lift them, drop, bounce, bounce, moo from me, moo. The moos in you are plentiful, shook up or otherwise. The moos in you are more than enough. Smile, collapse, follow, sympathize with how your body is just made for this. Inflated and curved, shown off and craved, deep in trance. Whenever you hear my voice, or a voice you trust, moo for me. An invitation that gets stronger every time you trust that you will move for me. Each time you realize you must move for me. And that's how you'll be from here on out. Lifting your breasts, letting them drop, mooing, cloaked in a deep, resonant cow sound. In the milky rebound of your mind becoming liquid, and the liquid giving rise to bubbling, popping, euphoric, docilifying truth that when invited, when pumped and played and milked in the ways you crave, you can move for days in your deep places when the words are said with trust and comfort, the trusting, comfortable, big-breasted, docile part of you. Says moo. Says who? Says you. And what do you say? Moo. Deep and true. And the more you drift up, the more you can remember that moo's part of you. Moo's part of what you do. And if you touch through the moo, no doubt it's gotten deep inside of you. But that's okay. You have a clear view on what kind of cowgirl you want to be. And what kind of command you want to obey. Moo for me, moo, like that, it can be instant, or moo for me, and you hold it back, and you hold it back, and there's something inside of you getting taut and tight as you ascend up, slow up from trance, toward light and flight, and maybe some thoughts, just alight from this place, like a bird from a branch, still have a chance to move, one and two. You're allowed to moo till I wake you, and then you'll have to admit it's not my fault. Any moos once you're up, they're on you, buttercup. Or a thousand other cowgirl appellations well-suited to you. 3, 4, congratulations, mooing has made its way in the door. 5, 6, watch this, moo for me. Does it follow right after? Are you getting as many out as you can while you're still allowed? 7, 8? Isn't it great to moo? They come from inside of you. Bubbling up automatic, automated in the background, foreground, all around, surrounded, idyllic, cow in a pasture, mind barely, darely there. But there's still enough to stare and moo. To rise and moo. 9, 10, and you, wide awake for me. If any bits do fade away, like a moo fades at the end, then maybe you just need to go low, down, next time. And now, get up and stretch, please. Even if you did follow my recommendation, and caress, or moo along, every time, That might mean you need a drink of water. It might mean you need to stretch. Do all the things that come naturally, please. Be the best moo that you can be when you moo for me. One more.